From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The landmark cadet chapel at the Air Force Academy will close for up to 4 years starting next summer for major restoration work. The project includes removing and cleaning 24,000 stained glass tiles and adding a water barrier. The restoration is expected to cost between $58 million and $68 million. The Academy says the chapel has leaked since it was built and previous repairs failed. A measure that would provide additional mental health training and support for police officers is moving through the state legislature. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1215 would encourage police and sheriff's offices to send mental health professionals on calls to assist officers and to provide officers with more counseling and support after experiencing a trauma. Democratic Representative James Colton of Denver is the measure's main sponsor. He hopes it will improve the relationship between law enforcement and the public.
I think what happens a lot of times is those folks get demonized when they make mistakes on the job. What's critical about this bill is not that we demonize those folks for doing their job. We say, listen, if you made a mistake, you got to own that. But you were dealing with some severe circumstances that most of us never have a chance to go into because we're not in your position.
Colton says the idea is to de-escalate situations. His bill would also set up a grant program to fund counseling on PTSD, depression, insomnia, and other issues officers face. Right now, the bill has no state funding attached to it. It would be funded through gifts, grants, and donations. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.